It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is in line to receive more than $50 million over the next 9 years as part of its share of Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy deal. CPR's Megan Verlee explains the state is part of a lawsuit against the company for its role in the opioid epidemic.
Colorado is one of 15 states that dropped their objection to Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy plan after the family that owns the company agreed to pay more money and to make millions of internal documents available to the public. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says getting that record is vital.
I don't want this shrouded in non-disclosure agreements or attorney-client privilege protections. I want the story out there so we understand how this happened, why this happened, and how it could never happen again.
Colorado's share of the payout will go to programs that address opioid addiction. A judge will consider the bankruptcy deal later this summer. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The State Department of Transportation is proposing a $50 million fix to the aging Eisenhower Johnson Memorial Tunnel. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
CDOT has been strapped for cash for years, but the legislature passed a funding bill last session, and the agency has more than $200 million in new money to spend right now. At the top of the list are critical fixes to the I-70 tunnel through the Continental Divide. CDOT also wants to expand its bus service to Pueblo and Greeley and run it more often. Other projects include pavement fixes on Interstate 76 and other rural highways. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
CDOT wants to add electric vehicle charging stations to some highway rest areas. That would require a change to federal law. Colorado supports the change, saying more electric chargers will help meet climate goals. But gas station owners say the move would undermine their plans to expand EV charging on their own. A tree-killing beetle has turned up in Weld County for the first time. A resident in Erie reported finding the emerald ash borer. The beetle that was first found in Boulder in 2013 has spread to other parts of the Front Range. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.